Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, I think this winter my look is going to be hipster Mr. Rogers.
Hey everyone, In-Ear presents Plumbing the Death Star in the UK Tour with Adam News. We've now announced all our shows and you can check them out at sanspantsradio.com/live. There's currently one ticket left for Bristol, four for the matinee show in Edinburgh, under 10 tickets available in Cardiff. Birmingham has opened up more seating and Belfast is our only show in Ireland, so if you want to make the trek, better get in fast. Also, the thrilling conclusion to our fifth Ed adventure, Merchant of Great Birth, is now available to purchase over at sanspantsradio.podkeep.com and will come with volume 3 of our USB tape when that's ready to be released. For those of you that reached out and emailed us in about a Big Top Dinosaur tee, well, we now have that available over at our Tee Public site. All the links are in the show notes. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 5 of The Day the Circus Came to Town, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Previously,
I'm going to give the signal, which is a code word I'm going to yell very loudly and hope it reverberates over the jail.
The two Triceratops break through the sheriff's office. The building is now just freestanding rubble.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me let you in, invite you in on this particular trick. I'm not his baby.
What have I done?
Barlow. No. Opens the cage to the dire kangaroos and the ankeg.
Oh, no.
That ankeg is such a hassle to get
back in.
You can't
ride a bicycle.
You knock the bullet aside.
Man, I'm amazing.
Monks are cool.
That elf is slowly just backing up like bang, sh- bang, sh- bang. Sh-
oh, deflect, deflect, deflect.
You can see straight through the saloon to the other side.
Oh, no.
Where the dire kangaroo is broken out the back and is just hopping into the night. One of the Triceratops is tied in a field. The other two are just doing circles around the
town. Right, you must be the sheriff.
Sheriff Elfwood.
Is his first, can I guess his first name?
Go for it.
Is it Clint?
Come here. Come on here, baby girls. Come on now. Come on, we got some primo grass for you, lovelies. You know,
could I pull out my flask of acid, fling it at the ankeg's face, and then make the noise of, like, a dominant male?
Much of the fighting is calmed down, but now you must recapture your animals. What do you guys want to do? You keep trying to get the Triceratops?
Yep. We call out the hooch.
You can get one of them.
See. Where is the woman?
She's nowhere to be seen. She has, like, you saw her come and go from a little, like, house at the edge of town. You presume that's her.
I'm going to that house. I want my money.
Hey, job done.
Sheriff Clint Elfwood reaches the church. You just hear shots.
All right.
That's fine. I'm going for the house.
That feels like another story happening over there that we don't want a part of.
That feels like primary plot. Where B plot. With a B plot in our own adventure. And that's pretty funny.
I've got very bad news.
Oh, no.
The two of you try to wrangle the Triceratops. Mm-hmm. You've got two of them. The one that was tied to the field and the one that you managed to get, flipped angle. But the third Triceratops, as you're trying to wrangle it up, it freaks out, runs outside the boundaries of temperance.
Oh, no.
The worm gets it.
Two! You had one job, Hooch.
I'm getting so whipped.
The Triceratops bites it and only gets it half in its mouth, which is the worst part.
Yeah.
It lifts the Triceratops up. The Triceratops is like, making awful pained noises. The worm throws it into the air and then catches it in its mouth.
Oh, boss ain't gonna like that one.
I'm gonna be pop.
You're both showered in gore.
Oh, boss, not gonna like this. Now we gotta clean these clothes.
So I see this.
Yeah, it's hard to miss.
But I'm like, nah, determined. Money and potential war profiteering at the end of the town. I'm gunning for that house.
All right. There's a little sign that's hard to see, but when you get to the house, you notice the little sign out the front. Lila's Magic and Curios.
Okay. I enter.
The house is like one room, and it's a mixture between a store and a bedroom kitchen. It's basically an all-in-one.
Yep.
you see, presumably, Lila sitting on her bed with a very, like, sad expression on her face. In one of the corners, there's, like, a table with a sheet thrown over it.
Well?
Is it done?
I've done your job for you. I've given you ample bodies. Now it's time for you to uphold your end of the bargain.
Very well, then. She reaches below the, like, register to her little shop and brings up a wooden case, opens it up, spins it around, and inside it is the, you know, in dollar bills, 1,250.
Good.
Wait, dollar bills?
Have we
progressed to paper money now?
Yep. She hands you paper money. You know what these are. These are like a while back, elves switched from gold to money that paper that represented gold.
Yep.
Yeah, and these are just those, basically.
But there was more to the deal. What you're doing with the bodies.
I need the bodies. Well, I'm...
You've got bodies.
You'll need to bring them to me. She shows you her emaciated body.
Upper E?
You go back and call for Upper E. Upper E comes out, yeah, boss. They're like cleaning up after.
Bring the bodies to yonder house.
He looks at the carnage. Yes. Paula E is dragging bodies out of the saloon.
Take them all to that house.
This is not our first rodeo, I feel.
Oh, like, hitch a wagon to two velociraptors and just start chucking bits in.
The Hogling brother, Hogling family's the horse nightmare as well, circus.
Sorry? The horse as well, sir.
Yes, why not?
No elf stands in your way. You can still hear the distant sounds of gunshots from the church.
Oh, boy.
Shit. What have we done?
Standing in the street, you see, what's his name? Exelona.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Exelona has come out, sits down on a bench, and just watches.
Fucking young Craig.
What's giving us the business? You know what I mean? Constantly he's looking at us.
What's he want?
Just feel judgment from him.
You don't see judgment in his eyes or anything like that. Anything you feel is just...
It's your reflection.
Yeah,
it's,
pretty much.
You're projecting it onto him.
That's okay, why so he makes like, people uncomfortable.
I feel like at this point, I'm a little bit on edge about everything. I'm a little bit pissed off. Like, I probably feel maybe actually slightly guilty about
that. You know, now it happened.
Well, I mean, I don't know if like I've ever, I mean, I'm sure we've had, you know, instances of, you know, mild cruelty before.
Yeah, look.
Maybe a few casualties.
I'd be surprised otherwise.
But at the same time, never on this scale. And I think I'm looking at
hey, we've
at
had
him.
To bury a few bodies before. Like someone comes to town, bloody, you know, Tallery gets a little bit, you know. Doesn't know his own strength, maybe breaks his child, you'd be like, oh, I've got to cover that up.
We did originally, I guess, have a fortune teller and something went amiss there.
Yeah,
so, I'm looking at young Craig and I'm seeing judgment and I think I march right over and I confront him. What do you want? What are you looking at?
His face contorts. This shifting, warping process of him taking on another form. His face takes on your form. And you see there's like a couple of flecks of blood on the right cheek. He gestures to the right cheek.
I just stare at him.
Fucking young
and then
Drake.
I just slowly reach up and I wipe away that little bit of blood from my cheek. And I just look at it. And I just can't look away. I'm just staring at that blood.
Exelona's face returns to that gray slate that it always is.
I hate him.
Judgmental piece of shit. Who does he think he is?
Fuck off, young Craig.
What's the state of my circus? Has it been rallied back together yet?
Yeah, like everyone's they're packing everything up. Upper E and Taller E are collecting bodies to take to Lila.
That was a real good show.
Yeah. I'll bring the Triceratops back.
That was a show to die for.
Collect all
that
the
was
animals.
A show to massacre.
You put every creature back in its cage.
All right. Yep.
Probably go to the boss. Oh wait, is he? Are you with the rest of the circus?
Or are you just going... still in the middle of the street, just staring at your hand?
I'm staring at my hand.
Yep.
Oh, boss. We are in the proceeds of collecting the triceratops. We particularly lost the...
Unfortunately, one broke free and went through the barrier.
Got
and,
ate by the big worm.
And then big worm things.
We're still surrounded by the worm.
Yeah.
Yes, my attempts to make the worm a part of the tame in the circus.
We tried the honey, failed. We tried the vinegar.
The worm's not going to move.
Just yet, like maybe, we don't know.
In order for it to move,
just in the distance.
In order for it to move, it's going to require a sacrifice. Oh.
Well,
fuck yes! Get with the fanatics. Did not think that was going to happen.
Well, I suppose.
I was saying at the beginning that perhaps some places need a sacrifice.
Yeah, like perhaps this one works. I mean.
I believe within this particular society we live in that we believe think that maybe barbaric practices ain't for the mind.
Gods are real, like chi is real, so I believe yes.
Do not forget, Mr. Algernon, that God is real.
Yeah, and not just one gods, but several of the gods. So maybe you please one of these gods, then yes, maybe they weren't a sacrifice. So maybe we do have to make this what you would call
look
a sacrifice.
Around at my very loyal circus.
Very loyal.
Look at Hooch with his eyes staring the wrong direction. I look at Flandangle.
Covered in blood.
Killed all those people, these simpletons who do anything for me. I look at the rest of my circus. I look at my prize velociraptors. I look around at all the blood. And then I turn and walk towards the worm.
Whoa! Oh! Boss!
You get to the fence, like, that marks... You get to the fence that marks the boundary of temperance. Upper E comes up behind you, boss. What you doing out here?
Boss, you right there, boss?
All the people of the circus are behind you.
I turn to Upper E and I say, the creature needs a sacrifice. And then I push him outside.
Yes. Yes. Oh boy.
Maybe you position yourself so that Upper E, it's you, Upper E, the fence. You grab Upper E by the shirt and you shove him as solidly as you can. But Upper E is like muscle and rock and immovable. You give him a good shove, but he does not move. Upper E looks down, looks up at you, and says, I think it's time for a new ringleader. He grabs you.
Oh, no.
I forgot what spells I gave you. You might want to review your spells, see if there's something good there.
Ah, fuck.
This is going to be a good fight.
ventriloquism.
That won't help you. Are there any other highlighted ones that are useful?
Flare, ghost sounds, mage hands, prestidigitation.
That's just minor tricks.
Summon instruments, cure light wounds.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Oh, shit.
Your gambit did not pay off.
Hey, ventriloquism, you can like maybe pretend you're his brother calling for him from over somewhere.
It's a
something.
Can I try that?
Cool.
All right, so it's going to be one round of just them interacting because everyone else was shocked by that. Then everyone else gets to act. So Upper E turns around with you and just tries to put you outside. His monumental strength is everything compared to you, I should say. Spins you around like you're a fucking ragdoll. You're outside. You can see the maw, it's sliding around trying to get to you. It's your turn.
have I got any weapons?
You don't have a weapon. You're a ringleader.
You might have equipment, though. Maybe yeah, something in your equipment.
You got your equipment. If anything in there looks helpful.
What do you got? Let's go through them.
What do you got?
Backpack, fishing tackle, tiny cage. That didn't work for you. Medium cage, spyglass, bedroll, black body suit, Colton pants, broad brim straw hat, cold weather outfit, butterfly net, potion of cure light wounds. Oh, that's helpful. Hammer, hammer, half cape, sackcloth pants, fez, hand keg, stilts, spider poles, 10-foot pole. Can I use my 10-foot pole to fend off the monster?
You point the 10-foot pole at the encroaching creature. All right, now everyone.
Okie doke. Right.
Gotta save ringleader.
Gotta save boss. Gotta maybe stop friend from just causing killing of boss. Maybe everybody needs to take 5 minutes and just everybody calm down. I think that's what needs to happen. Like, everybody chill.
Everyone's tensions is high.
Yeah, things were said, things were done, and I believe everybody needs to calm down.
I like that, like, I don't really have a whip. I have a whip. That's it. So, like,
oh my god, it's like a...
None of you really have armor or weapons.
That's good.
It's fucking great. Flandangle, you're first.
So I got my bow staff, yeah. Can I reach boss?
Yeah, you can just grab him through the thing.
Oh, I was going to use my bow staff and like grab him and just push him in.
Yeah, sure, you could try that. Yeah. It's less effective, though, than just grabbing him.
Oh, all right, then. Maybe I'll just like...
You can do it, it's just less effective.
I'm just trying to think, it's going to kind of stop uppery. Just let everyone, like, calm
you can
down.
Deal non-lethal damage, so if you can like deal enough damage to knock him out, he'll obviously let go.
Right, well, I'm just going to grab boss man and bring him in and be like, to upper E. Everybody settle down.
You grab him and you try to drag him in. Upper E is strong.
He's the strong man.
He's the strong man for a reason.
Yeah. It's upper E's turn. Upper E just holds you out, looks you dead in the eyes and says, goodbye, boss.
God.
Algernon, it's your turn.
Bite him. Something. You get a hammer in there. Get him with the hammer.
I hit upper E with my hammer.
Could smack him on the noggin.
Fuck! You hit upper E with your hammer. He reels backwards like he's been, you know, hit in the head. It fucking hurt. There's blood coming all down his face. Hooch, he's still holding him.
So, couple of questions.
Yeah?
How close are my direwolves to me?
Far.
Okay. No animals are with me?
No.
Damn. Who is with me?
The circus. The circus just followed Algernon out.
Hey, so the halfling that's as big as a man, is he like as strong as a man or just like... Okay.
He's just part of the freak show. Taller E.
Also, he's the brother.
Yeah, he's upper E's brother.
Who else do we have? Fuck.
You've got the two acrobats, Barlow and Simplon. And, well, actually, Exelona is not here. Exelona is... probably back. It is.
Well, my initial plan was to grappling hook into the back of the strong man and tie it to a roo, but I guess that's not happening. So I'll just run in and start whipping. How do you like feel when you get whipped in the back?
Wait, whipping who?
Yeah, because the boss was the one that ordered the
like,
whipping.
Like, I thought you meant upper E, but when you say, how do you like getting whipped?
No. My simpleton brain blames upper E. I never associate. I can never think far enough back to trace it to the boss.
So we just, like, just completely loyal.
Yeah, oh, I am. You can do what
I'm
you like.
I'm surprised that you guys are still trying to defend me. I'm a fucking monster.
Similarly surprised. Your whip wraps around upper E's throat, which is like bulging out. He's still holding you up, but now his face goes like a bit red and then purple. He lets go of you and topples backwards. It comes through. So, reflex save to dodge out of the way. Now, you have a... So this one save determines if you live or die.
Oh boy!
You have 8 for reflex.
Oh boy!
You need to get, at the very least, 7. So if you don't get at least a 7, you're dead.
Do
you want to roll it?
I'll roll it. I'll roll my own fate.
At least a 7.
Okay.
Here we go.
You got this, boss man. Or don't. Like.
18.
Oh!
Easily and deftly, you roll back into temperance as the worm blasts past. When it misses you, it immediately rears backwards and roars. It falls back down and lies still.
Boss mate, maybe you need to maybe take a fiver.
Upper E lies unconscious.
Do you want
roll him.
Yeah, all right.
Roll him out.
Taller E steps up. Whoa. You can't do that.
Oh, totally. He talks more than a grunt, and his voice is so much higher pitched than his grunts.
Bossman, why are we sacrificing Upper E? That maybe he'd been very good to us.
Upper E's my brother. You can't kill him.
At this point, I'm losing it. Like, you know, I don't even know what's going on. Just spittle flying, red face. The creature needs
a sacrifice. Can I roll him?
Boss said that the creature needs a sacrifice.
Non-lethal attack. The boss man.
All right, we're gonna go to initiative again.
Oh, you need to calm down, sir.
Roll him out.
I'm down rolling, but I'm very little and he's very big. I just chose from the second fight. I'm absolute loyalty. Hello, my name is Hooch, and I don't know any better. Lawful evil? I'll call that lawful evil.
I'm lawful to the circus.
He treats us good.
Yeah, y'all believe that.
Yeah,
you look after us. Look,
easier to believe that than the alternative.
I just think he needs a 5-minute breather. I think he needs to calm down.
I'm going to try and roll Thingo out into the worm's mouth.
Do I get a surprise attack? Or
no, everyone moves at the same time because no one was surprised.
Ah.
This was not surprising in the least.
Fair.
Hooch, you grab Uppy, you roll him out. Uppy is dead.
Oh, shit.
The creature rears backwards and launches itself onto Uppy E's corpse. Body. Okay. Then corpse. Algernon, you watch it. You can tell that Flip Dangle is not pleased and is maybe about to punch you.
I just tell everybody to get back to the circus. We're leaving.
Highs or lows? Jack?
Lows. Oh. Lows.
Lows? Taller E.
Yeah.
Screaming in agony, pulls a clockwork pistol.
Oh.
He points it at you, Hooch.
Come on now. Let not be.
He shoots you in the head.
Particulars of dang Christmas time dreams.
You take 3 points of damage.
Tiffany Aiken, grass in the back to the city house.
Hooch's head rocks backwards, and when it comes forward, he's kind of missing an eye.
The good one or the bad one?
The good one.
Damn.
Now both my eyes will just constantly be swimming around the wrong direction.
The two acrobats are just what the fuck? Flip Dangle.
Look, this is tension that's been there from a while. You know, it's about time it all came.
I don't know what to do now. Because stop killing our strongman. But now it's
he's can there. I just? I'm going to start cousin. Yelling to throw Taller E out to the worm as well. Fuck it, you're all going to the worm.
Feed them to the worm.
I was going to try and smack the ringleader across the face, non-lethal. Try and knock him out. Flurry of blows if I can.
Yeah, you can. You launch at Algernon, swing your quarterstaff, but as you swing it, Algernon, you were well aware of this blow before it came. You take a step back and his quarterstaff skips off the fence near you. You put a hand grabbing the quarterstaff and ramming it up against one of the posts so it's kind of jammed into a corner of the fence. Your entire attack is stopped dead.
Damn.
Then it is Hooch's turn.
Well, now, if I can bask in a Robin's, I'll whip Thingo. Whip Upper E, is he? Or Taller E?
Taller E.
Taller E. Whip Taller E.
You try to whip Taller E, but he dodges the blow.
I'm largely blind at this point.
Algernon, it's your turn. The two acrobats are doing nothing.
Can I demand that they throw Taller E out?
They're All right, boss.
Why are they so loyal to me?
They're scared of you.
I would be too, I guess.
Oh, they grab-
and you know what? Throw tall E out. Throw him out as well. Came at me with a fucking quarterstaff.
Everyone's getting fed to the worm.
They grab Taller E and shove him. Taller E, he's always been like a clumsy boy. Since he was hit by that magic spell that made him too big.
He's a clumsy boy.
Yeah. Halflings are not made to be that big. And he just like, he's wrong in so many ways. He's hunched. He like stumbles a lot normally. He didn't know how to walk. He didn't know how to use this big body he's got.
Poor
when he's shoved, he falls over the fence onto the other side. The worm rolls.
Give him a squish.
When it rolls away, there's just blood.
Getting him.
There's not enough. Like, there's just not enough for anything.
Oh, boy.
Why am I still alive?
Flip dangle. The two acrobats look at you. They're like, with sadness in their eyes.
Well, no, wait. I'm not your brother here.
It's your turn.
I'm like, I'm your brother here.
You're not blood relatives with these people.
I thought I was.
No, you're Algernon's wife's cousin's children.
Right. Everybody, I just think everybody needs to calm down and take a breather. I just ready my action. Everyone needs to calm down. Everybody calm. Everybody calm. Hooch, you're just a simpleton. It's okay.
What have been my instructions recently?
Throw him out.
Right on. Okay. I'll whip him.
You whip him?
Yeah.
I attack him.
Hooch's whip cracks over your head. You duck low underneath it. Algernon, it's your turn. Any new orders, or would you like to do anything yourself?
No, I'm just going to keep yelling. Throw him out.
So can I just like a... Well, yeah, attack him then.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, in for a penny for a pound. Fuck this guy.
Algernon, the quarterstaff comes out of your grasp and then bang! Bang! Twice in your face, quick succession.
Goodness, not the money maker.
You take 11 points of damage.
Gosh.
Algernon, you're down.
Am I dead?
On the second, fuck! Everything goes black. Algernon is on -1 hit point. That's not death. Death is -10. So every round, you will lose a hit point until someone comes to your aid.
Yeah. Was non-lethal I did, or...?
Oh, did you want it to be non-lethal?
I did.
All right. Oh, then you're...
Yeah.
Well, you're on 10 hit points. D&D is complicated. You're unconscious, not bleeding out.
Okay.
Which is what you would have been before.
Sometimes you kill a town and your brain snap.
Algernon goes down, and knocked like, unconscious.
Everybody needs to calm down here. Look, everybody needs to take a moment.
Heis or
that's
lows.
What I want to say. I want to go with Heis.
Heis? All right. The two acrobats, like, calm down. They back off.
Everybody needs to just chill. Hooch. You need to... Hooch. I know we share some kind of relation here. Hooch, you need to remember...
What if I come back, he wake up, him, what if the boss man, he come back to being awake in the world and
well,
get mad at me and I get in trouble?
But that's right. You won't get in trouble. We'll be the ones in trouble, not you. I'll make sure of that.
But I didn't, when I had the opportunity to whip y'all, I did not put to attack to
but
smack you.
But you did whip. You did good. Hooch, you did good. You're a very good boy, Hooch. You're a very good boy.
I think I just sit down. There's too many conflicting things in my head.
The two acrobats are just like...
Right. Okay.
We're out. They turn around and leave.
Right, I'm a tie off our ringleader,
right,
and hoist him back into the circus.
Where do you take him?
To our like
our
tent.
Little bunk room.
Our circus tent.
You have bunk rooms. You go back to the bunk rooms. When you open the flap, you see not the two acrobats, but Exelona sitting in one of your hammocks.
Hey, young Craig, how's things?
He doesn't say anything.
Or you really accidentally, nice. Well, on purpose, put place the...
Look,
you wake up about now, Algernon. Okay.
Algernon has had what we call some kind of a mental break, shall we say.
I just say nothing.
So we're just going to leave him in this here bunk for a bit. Maybe in the morning he'll have calmed down. And then we reassess everything.
The gunshots stop.
Oh, yeah. I stay with the boss man.
I stay with the boss man.
All right. So, with a tense silence, you spend your first night here in the town of Death Forest. It's been like 8 hours. This has taken place over the course of 8 hours.
Just spoon feeding boss man. Is alright, man. Is alright. So I forgive you for trying to kill me.
Fuck.
Oh no.
Jesus H. Christ. What curious adventures will day two bring? Find out next time on The Day the Circus Came to Town, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.